Welcome to the first ever Fluid Romantics podcast. My name is Chelsea and I will be your host. So, Fluid Romantics is essentially an online relationship community where we try and help each other through advice from our own personal experiences. We talk about different types of relationships and try destigmatize a few that aren't so traditional, such as polyamory or swinging or any kind of open relationship. There are certain important things that all relationships require, such as effective communication, conflict resolution, being able to trust and be vulnerable with your partner. Sorry, I'm a little bit nervous. This is my first podcast, if you can't tell. But yeah, that's essentially what we do at Fluid Romantics. And what we want to do is help, because relationships are tough. They are essentially second or third jobs. So anything that we can do to try and spread awareness on how to make them a little bit more comfortable and how to resolve issues without maybe living in your head a bit too much. That's the goal here, folks. So today I thought for our first introductory podcast, it would probably be a good idea to go over maybe the five love languages, mostly because no matter what kind of relationship you're in with who or whoever, however many people you're in it with, everybody receives love and gives love differently. And I think it's really important that we understand that, so that just because someone doesn't love you, when I say love, like just because someone doesn't do something to show you love, like how you do something to show them love, does not mean that they don't love you or that they don't want to be with you. It simply means that they have another way of expressing it. So I think that's really important to understand. And I think it's probably the best way to start off our first ever Fluid Romantics podcast. Woo! I'm going to try and do a clap here. Thank you, thank you. Thank you all. I hope that clapping stopped. We shall find out afterwards. So, the five love languages. So, this is a book called The Five Love Languages, How to Express Heartfelt Commitment to Your Mate, and the author is by Gary Chapman. It's basically, as I said earlier on, showing you how different people express and receive love and affection. So, the five love languages are ways of expressing and receiving love. They are important to understand as they allow us to understand ourselves and our relationships better and our partner's affection towards us. The five love languages are words of affirmation, acts of service, receiving gifts, quality time, and physical touch. This became quite popular in the last couple of years, so I'm sure it's probably not the first time any of you have heard about the five love languages. There is a test that you can do to kind of answer some questions and see what kind of love language you have. I don't think anybody is in one box with this. I think from me doing it and from some of my friends doing it, there's definitely, you can have more than one love language. And so I think that's important to understand too, that just because if you get one and you're like, oh, like you could have many more. But yeah, so we'll go through all the different love languages and just to give you kind of an example of what they all are. And I will link the test. So if you want to go do it, it's a good thing to do, especially if you're in a relationship or you want to be in a relationship or even just for yourself to know, you know, it's important. So words of affirmation. This could be your love language if you show affection verbally, like giving compliments, telling someone how much they mean to you. You know, if you love like send a good morning text, and if you love when your partner texts you good night, if that makes you like feel loved and warm and fuzzy inside, all that good stuff. Words of affirmation is probably one of your love languages then. Then we have acts of service. So this is essentially, people who do this kind of believe that actions speak louder than words a lot of the time. So if you know that that somebody's having a hard day, if they're really stressed at work and you know that they have to pick up, I don't know, the laundry after work, you go do that, man. You go pick up that laundry because you love your partner and you want to show them. And that is acts of service as a love language. It doesn't have to be doing chores and stuff. It could be really anything. Anything that you do to show your love is an act of service. Receiving gifts. Unfortunately, this one gets a bad rap. It kind of makes people feel like they're materialistic if they get this love language, but it's not essentially true, man. It's more so that like the thought behind the gift is what people with this love language kind of appreciate. It's not the fact that they spent 100 quid on a necklace or whatever. It's more so that they went in and they saw a 50p sticker on the wall that they thought of you and they got it. You know, that's kind of what the receiving gifts thing is about. Then we have quality time, kind of obvious really. When somebody goes out of their way to spend their time with you, if they maybe cancel a plan just to hang out with you, not that I'm condoning that because, you know, that could lead to some toxic behavior down the line, but in general, like just wanting to spend time with you. People like this, they tend to like not like being away from their partners, or you know, they don't really like when they're on their phone around them, things like that. Quality time then is probably that love language. And then the last one is physical touch. And I don't just mean sexual. Okay, I don't. Although it's probably important for everyone. I mean, like, just holding hands and just like if you're chatting to someone and, you know, putting an arm on the shoulder, giving them a little reassurance, things like that as well. Because although we are a relationship community, like, we mean all relationships and not just with like sexual romantic ones. We mean like with your friends, with your parents, things like this. Knowing what love language you have and knowing what they have can really, really help, like, you connect with them on a deeper level and a more, I don't know, realer level, I guess. I hope that makes sense. Oh, whoa, I'm out of time. Did not think that would happen. Okay, I hope that was an okay podcast for you guys. This is my first one. Please don't judge me. I'm sure we will be better in the future. Let's hope. Woo, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Have a good day. I'm here probably next week, maybe, if I don't get fired for this one. Ha, bye-bye.